And multiple bailouts, rescue plans, and summits have all failed to stop Europe's debt and banking crisis from spreading. That's led to continuing doubts about the future of the euro, at least in the currency's current form. One nation nervously watching this storm is Poland.
Poland is part of the European Union, but it's not yet part of the single currency. Poland's economy has been a success story during these rough times. Now there is concern that the crisis could threaten the country's post-communist run of prosperity. NPR's Eric Westerveld has our story from Warsaw.
So one factor that's kept Poland somewhat insulated from the eurozone crisis has been domestic consumer spending. Poland had more than 4% growth last year, while the rest of the continent was mired in negative or flat growth. And Poles have more discretionary income than ever before, and they're using it, purchasing things in swank malls that are cropping up all over the country.
Consumer spending has risen significantly in recent years, notes Mirosław Bojarczyk as he shops at Warsaw's Golden Terraces Mall. I think it's because of malls like this, he adds, which allow people to buy a wider variety of products in nice surroundings. And this spending is a driving force behind our economy. Just over 20 years since the end of communism here, rampant consumerism is now embraced as Poles feel like they're trying to catch up with Western Europe. But with the debt struggles of Greece, Spain, and others daily news here, many Poles see danger signs ahead. Paweł Jóźwicki, who works installing air conditioners, is not hesitating to buy a new washing machine as he shops at a chain store in central Warsaw. But he is having second thoughts about his country's plans to eventually join the euro single currency. I really think it's best to stay with our own currency, like Great Britain did, he says. They stayed with their own money, and today they're able to take care of themselves a lot better. The anxiety is well-founded. Poland's economic destiny is deeply tied to Europe. About 80% of its trade is with European Union countries, about 30% with neighboring Germany, Europe's largest economy.
If you're a Polish investor sitting on cash, you're looking on the disaster which is happening in the eurozone, you are simply afraid of investing big money.
Ryszard Petru, a partner with PwC in Warsaw, says many Polish companies are now investing enough to keep operations going, but they're holding off making big-ticket investments in infrastructure, expansion, or hiring.
You're going to think twice or three times before you do it, because if Europe breaks up, nobody knows what's going to happen. So in other words, what we see, hesitation, people are very cautious, and they're postponing big stuff.
And that can have a ripple effect. Poland's economy is diversified, but not so diverse it could absorb a eurozone shock. Poland's finance minister, Jacek Rostowski, recently warned of potentially serious risk to the Polish economy from the debt saga. The nature of the threat is we don't know exactly how severe it will be. I warn it could be very serious, he said. Adding to the economic apprehension here is the forthcoming big drop in public spending. Poland has been the biggest benefactor of EU structural funds for highways and other large infrastructure projects. Poland pumped money into gigantic ventures, including roadways and stadiums, ahead of co-hosting the Euro 2012 soccer tournament in June. In all, it's estimated Poland's total preparations for Euro 2012 amounted to more than 5% of GDP. Now that massive de facto stimulus program is over. Still, banker Joseph Wanser, chairman of the American Chamber of Commerce in Poland, says this is no time to panic.
The fact that its GDP is not 4%, but it's 2.8, should not be interpreted that it's a catastrophe. It's still excellent and much better than in most other countries. It's a slowdown. We are dependent on what's happening in our region, in Europe, what's happening globally.
Wanser notes that few Polish banks today dabble in exotic derivatives or are badly exposed to Spain's disastrous real estate holdings. He believes Poland can withstand some shock if the euro crisis deepens and spreads, but he quickly adds a caveat, saying nobody knows to what point we can hold out. There's no country in the area that's strong enough to resist a tremendous attack if it comes from all sides, he says, or if the eurozone starts to break apart. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Warsaw.